Now it's time for some of the letters to the evening news. We'll start with a reminder from Colin Siddle of Wotton that we are fortunate to live in a country where we enjoy free speech. He writes, "How lucky we are to live in the UK. We can agree or disagree with the political elite, and we can have views on policies they expound. We have the right to express our feelings on those political aims with enthusiasm, vigour, cynicism, disgust, and hilarious caricatures, and without the threat of assassination, prison, or heavy sanctions put in place against our families. No matter how strong our leaders are, it's possible to remove them by general elections or by internal party turmoil. The people of Russia, China, North Korea, and other similar meritocracies and dictatorships don't have those privileges that we enjoy. Be grateful."
Mrs. Olive English of Saxlingham Nevergate finds a kind welcome at local shop Thorns. "It's good to receive acts of kindness. It renews your faith in human nature after our overexposure on TV, etc., of all the evils mankind inflicts on the world, reducing you to a state of passive despair. But cheer up. On my recent visit to Thorns, the ironmonger's store, ranging over many floors and many flights of stairs, some going down to the basement, I was lugging a heavy shopping trolley with some difficulty, and three times the assistants immediately came to my aid and carried it up and down for me, leaving me free to hang on to the rails, all done with a smile and cheery words. Even leaving the store, a polite gentleman opened the door for me and let me pass with a smile. But it didn't stop there. Feeling very tired, trailing up to the bus station, another kind person offered to pull my trolley all the way. I couldn't get over all the kindness and goodwill I met in Norwich on that day. It was like Christmas in October. Thank you, one and all."
Timing of football on television is at the whim of the television companies these days, and Mrs. Hudson of Horsham St. Faith's has fond memories of 3 p.m. kickoffs at Carrow Road. The organisers of the EFL Championship fixture list really should have more consideration for supporters who actually attend games. No longer can plans be made with any certainty when kickoff times and days are changed for the sake of TV coverage. A recent Saturday game's 3 p.m. start was moved to 7:45 p.m., which must have caused a lot of friction in households whose weekends involve an evening out or even watching Strictly Come Dancing. Dean Smith welcomes loud vocal support to help his team, which doesn't come from those watching a screen at home. The changes made this season seem worse than those we suffered in the Premier League. Oh, for the days of regular Saturday 3 p.m. kickoffs, a fond memory.
Last but not least, S. Knowles of Attleborough is full of praise for staff at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital. "I was recently admitted to hospital as I was very ill with pneumonia and put on Loddon ward. The care I received there was second to none. They were very short-staffed, but they looked after patients with loving care and patience. Nothing was too much trouble. These nurses work 12-hour shifts. They come in smiling and leave the same way. If the nurses and medical staff have to strike to get a decent wage, I hope they will get support from the public, the ones who stood clapping outside during COVID. They should now wave the flag for them, otherwise we will lose these angels for good."